opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and today is Wednesday, March the 1st, 2000. Wait a minute. Yeah, it's March the 1st. March the 1st, 2017. It is a Wednesday, so Brother Davis will be the host today on Wise Wednesday. So we just really appreciate you all jumping in and being a part of Tando Radio Show today on this Wise Wednesday. We have a live show for you all lined up. And before we get started, of course, let's take care of the business at hand. We always talk about how you can continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And this is very important so that this network can continue to grow and to bring the information that we all deem as necessary, relevant, and important, so that it will continue to carry that message on into the future. And the only way that it's going to be able to do that is if you're supporting Black Talk Radio Network. And I always say, make sure that you are feeding the roots make sure that you are feeding the roots instead of just eating the fruit. So let's continue this with Black Talk Radio Network. Give some of your financial energy. You could go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. That is the website for this network. And there on that website, you will see on the far right-hand margin, you'll see the icon for donations. Just hit that, and it will lead you into how you can give some of your financial energy to ensure that this network is on air in the future. So definitely so important. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet so you can engage in all of your social media activities. And you can do that through Black Talk Radio Network. And the benefit to that is you don't have to worry about being adversely affected by your comments, your postings, your ideas in which your things that you are promoting, and just any of your social media activities. So you can do that with Black Talk Radio Network. By doing that, you'll be able to highlight yourself, your business, or any other event that you think is relevant, has relevance and importance. And it is actually a social media outlet that was made for you, and your identity will not be sold to any bidder. It's only $24 a year, and you can sign up also from the website of Black Talk Radio Network. You'll see it's just underneath the donation prompts. It's the B that's there. Also, you can go to www.btrcommunity.com is the overall web address for BTR community, for that social media platform network that BTR has put together. Okay, so, well, got a little ahead of myself. Also, any one of you, I got to make an announcement. Made a mistake, and it was It was my mistake. I don't know if I heard wrong or whatever, but there was a mistake. The Vote Media Group is going to have a family business, a private wealth seminar on March the 25th in Dallas from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. I will be there. And you can RSVP at HFRN, and the H is capital, HFRN.Vault, V-A-U-L-T, at gmail.com. And that is coming up March the 25th of 2017. And this is the pricing. The pricing is $100 for couples per person. I made a mistake there. I know that it was a couple of people that had already RSVP'd and was going to do it, so I'll pick up that one. And I know who you already are because you contacted me and said that you were going to do it. Mario, I got you. Yvette, I got you. And there's another person that's already been taken care of. So that was my mistake. I either misheard or it was either wrong. But it's what it is. It's couples pay $100 each. Okay. And single tickets are for $125. So that's what it's for. So definitely reach out to them and at Vault Media Group, and they will definitely be able to take care of you. So that's what we have there. Also, if you're interested in acquire precious metals, you could easily go to Prosperity Mint, and that's P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, Prosperity Mint, and then M-I-N-T, and check out what's there in inventory, and so that you could save as a king or queen, or save as a lady and a gentleman, and not to save as a slave. And slaves actually save and are paid in the exact same way, by promissory notes, by cash, by things that have no intrinsical value at all, or only built off of a note from a Federal Reserve private bank. So definitely you want to have some real money, and you want to save in that. That's how the best thing that you could do to yourself, because now you're establishing a legacy of prosperity that you can enjoy and pass down to your heirs and those that you have yet not named. Okay, so also let's jump into what's in the news. So what's in the news? We got this one article came from Business Insider. South Korea agrees to U.S. missile defense. China reacts with anger and threats. And I'm going to tell you something. China is not North Korea. They're not North Korea. So check out this article because the THAAD system is going into South Korea. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next article. This came from Raj from space.com. New American spy satellite launches on classified mission. And Raj said, So yeah. Definitely. Next article, and I had to just laugh out loud on this. Rod said, the higher market the goes, the worse the fall. This came from Associated Press. And it says that banks and other financial companies led the U.S. stock market sharply higher in early afternoon trading on Wednesday, today. And the Dow Jones average reached above 21,000 points for the first time. So true. And we've seen this happen before. So, hey, we'll see how it plays out. Next article, Oklahoma comes from Reuters. Oklahoma faces continued risk of quakes leaked to drilling. Raz left that one. He said the different methods these beasts have to control the population are unfathomable to those who are invested in this system and do not study their enemy. So true. Next article comes from Reuters as well. And Rod said, international global criminals is in the DNA of all areas of people, of all areas of people's activity. U.S. charges 19 in international fraud money laundering scheme. And this one came from Reuters. Check out that article. So true. Great, great, great articles, Rod, as always. And next one from Reuters came from Rod. More Wells Fargo's customers may be affected by sales scandal filing. Check out that article as well. Next one from Rise came from San Francisco Gate. Debate rages over whether heavy rain could trigger more California quakes. And I definitely think that is going to be the case.
Hey, Dave.
Next article comes. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, Dave, before you move on, that article about Wells Fargo, I had published, I don't know if you had a chance to see it, but a publicist for Wells Fargo contacted me by email wanting me to conduct two interviews, one with the person in charge of loans for housing of Wells Fargo. And I told him I wasn't interested in promoting anything that they're doing because they're invested in 21st century slavery and human trafficking. Thank you, but no thank you. If you want to help black people get in homes, then stop breaking up black families by putting them into slavery. But just, I mean, they are coming out with they are committing $60 billion to loans for people with bad credit and what have you. So that can affect the housing market, another housing bubble. And look at how many black folks lost wealth from being in them toxic, predatory mortgages that brought down the economy in 2008.
Those contracts, they ain't learned nothing.
Now they targeting black people with the same thing. So since you mentioned Wells Fargo, I just wanted to put that out there because I hadn't had a chance to really relay that to our audience. Don't fall for it a second time.
It's so true. And we're going to talk about that on Financial Fridays because there's some things that I need to change around myself. And we're going to definitely talk about that on tomorrow. We're definitely going to be talking about that. Well said, Scotty. And I think that this is something that we definitely have to do. So we will definitely highlight some of the things because they're rehashing the old traps of the past. And you have to be prepared for that. You have to learn from that and then to strategically place yourself in a position of advantage. So true. So, all right. So we're going to keep going and we're going to come back to that. We'll catch up on that one tomorrow too. Very, very important because I didn't get to finish yesterday's show. And I will definitely do that, and that will tie into what Scotty just said. Next article comes from Business Insider. Here's how the U.S. military is sticking it to Beijing in the South China Sea. Check out that article. Next article comes from Phoenix New Times. Plan a protest, lose your house. Bill SB 1142 was killed by Arizona House. And actually the Speaker of the House, the celebrity figurehead Speaker of the House killed that bill where they could seize your assets for rioting. That's just for now. That we'll bring it back later, in my opinion. Next thing that was posted, it was a YouTube that I posted from, I got this one, this YouTube video from YouTube. The YouTube video, and it actually gives you a up-close drone footage of the Oroville Goldville Dam, and you could see how extensive that is. And that is really, I don't think that overall infrastructure will survive, and the waters and they're going to have hot weather in Northern California, so that's going to melt all of the snow that was there just last week. And the overall, all of the rivers above the Oroville Dam that feeds into the Oroville Dam are completely flooded. And I mean, excuse me, they're filled to complete capacity. So this thing is not over. So check out that article. Next article from Reuters. Trump administration will ignore WTO rulings it sees as anti-U.S. Check out that article. And that's the World Trade Organization. This whole thing is going to blow up, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me. Next article comes from Reuters. Commentary. Is Beijing outflanking the United States in the South China Sea? I would have to say yes, yes, and yes in so many different ways. So that's what's in the news. And so what we're going to do, what did I forget? I guess I didn't forget anything today. So that was good. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn it over to Brother Davis for this Wise Wednesday and today's show. And it's Wise Wednesday. Today's show is going to be about the significance of nutrition. And that's what I remember Brother Davis saying yesterday before he handed over the comm to the queen of the Davis team. And so I'm looking forward to hearing this myself. So, Brother Davis, at any time, whenever you're ready, you could just go ahead and unmute yourself, and we would start with today's topic, the significance of nutrition on Wise Wednesday.
It's always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Brother Davis.
Well, let me extend my welcome to all the brothers and sisters who managed to get to the show tonight. I'm going to tell you, it's going to be a power-packed show. Now, my wife had mentioned last night that you guys are looking into gluten. There was a reason for that, because we have to take the advantage of moving forth. What does that mean? I mean, that can lead you to the door. It's like you could lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink, okay? First, I'm going to tell you why you need to drink. What does drink mean? Make a stand to take control. Right now, everything that's processed has genetically modified organs in it. Everything that is processed. Understand how I said that? Oh, by the way, you hear these new sugar sodas and stuff like that? Got this new zero thing? Don't believe it. Don't believe it for a minute. Believe me. I'm still doing my work on it, but anytime they say this has no calories at all, just think of the number of people who would like to drink those type of beverages that are watching their weight. But because they are, they're looking at it from the standpoint of calories causing weight. That's the design of this commercial. They want people to think that you can drink their product and it has no calories to it. Well, in time, after I did my due diligence, I'll break that the whole way down for you. But don't make, by no stretch of the imagination, believe that you can have a sugar sweetener that does not cause damage on some level. I'm talking about from natural sugar on. Okay, so whatever this thing is new, this is a chemical combobulation. What does that mean? I'm going to take you into the elevation of nutrition as the show goes on. So at the second half, I want to show you what chemical combobulation means to a natural system. Because a lot of us are unaware of what's in our food. We have to become mindful of food. Now, a lot of people are thinking, well, I go to reputable places. Well, reputable places do not have to attest for what is in somebody's food. Before I get really into detail, let me give you my wife so she can give you a little bit more of the intense information.
Hey, Pando family. Good evening. I have to get ready to drive. Richard drove all day, and we have a timeline. So I'm going to just kind of give some information before I get back on the road. We pulled over to do our switch. What I want to say about gluten is that the other day we had some time off and we were watching 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes was talking about, is everybody there? I don't hear anything. Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, Sister Davis.
Oh, okay. It was so quiet. Okay. On 60 Minutes, we were watching the show and they were talking, it was country in Africa that was these gentlemen were in jail for different crimes they had committed, and they had a music group, and this music group produced a couple of CDs that kind of were worldwide and everything, and the commentator had sat down and talked to these brothers, and they were from I'm not sure what country in Africa, but they were all very highly melanated men, and when they were sitting there talking to them about their conditions there at the prison, one of the things that I noted was that these gentlemen all had pearly white teeth. I mean, right out of a toothpaste commercial. I mean, pearly whites. And they were all smiling because they were talking about their music and they were singing. So their teeth were very visible. And I really keyed in on that because obviously this is a very third world jail that barely has anything. But these men have beautiful teeth, and I can attest it's because they have basically no sugar in their diet. Also, these men were rather Slender, Paul and Slender. And the narrator that was asking them different questions about the jail and their music talked about the food that they ate. And they said that on a good day that they would have, which they call gruel, which was a type of cornmeal and water. That was a good day. A really great day, they would have some beans mixed in that. And on a really bad day, they would have no food at all. And then the commentator asked, well, when was the last time you had meat? The guy kind of pondered himself. He was like, well, I think it was about 2 years ago, Christmas Day, the last time they had any type of meat. But these gentlemen were all rather healthy looking. I mean, they were dancing and singing, and it showed their lifestyle there at the jail where they were at. And they were all slender, not extremely deathly skinny, like malnutritioned or anything, but rather thin. And I was telling my husband, I said, you know, those gentlemen are probably more healthy than we are here in America. Just because you see somebody that is thick or heavy or regular size as far as body structure, you tend to look at them and say, wow, they're nutritionally fit, or they might be athletes, and you think, wow, you know, they have all their ducks in a row, they look physically fit, and like they have the right nutrition. But actually, to be honest, those brothers in Africa are probably have more nutritional value ounce per ounce in their body than we do in this great USA in which we live. Because one of the things that I know that I've been researching about gluten is that gluten attacks the intestinal tract. One thing about gluten that I want to share is that most people think that digestion takes place in your stomach. Pretty much, if you remember science class or when you were in school, they make the stomach seem like it's a do-all, be-all, and all kinds of things take place there. But the stomach uses the acids to break food down, and as it travels through the intestines, that's where it's absorbed into your body. Well, what gluten does is that it attacks the inner lining of the intestinal tract, making it so irritated that it will not absorb the nutrition as it passes through, going down your intestines into your colon and then out as waste. So when we're eating all this food and we're gaining weight and we look healthy, actually inside of us, the food is not absorbing. So a lot of people say, well, you know, I eat well, you know, I eat organic food and, you know, I eat this. It doesn't matter what you eat. If it's not getting into your nutritional tract, which goes into your bloodstreams, that oxygenizes your oxygen cells and your blood cells and your brain cells. And if you're not getting that in, it's not doing anything. And that's what's happening to America at this point. Gluten and short term, there's a long term to it, but the short term is that gluten is a binding agent that is in the wheat, the rye, the spelt, the oat, and the bran. So it's formulated in there in the milling process. And also, one thing you need to understand is that the wheat that grows in the fields that we see nowadays is very short and compact, and the wheat kernel is extremely long compared to what it used to look like years, centuries ago. Back in, like, biblical times, because back then they ate a lot of bread and leavened bread, and that was part of their diet, they had wheat that grew about 12 to 15 feet tall. I mean, it was tall wheat. Looks sort of like what we would call corn. And the wheat that grows now is very, very short and compacted, and it's about a foot and a half to 2 feet off the ground. So in a sense, the wheat that we're eating now, I call it wheat on steroids. It's extremely high-powered and high-packed. So when they mill that into flours and grains and things like that, when they mill it, it is so super powered that when you eat it, and it's the most processed food, so we're talking any kind of cakes, pies, flours, pastas, cereals, almost everything. Even if it's not a cake or a pie, they use it in binding agents when they make the processed food. That's what binds it together. And as we eat that, it infects our intestinal tract. One of the ways that you can tell that your intestinal tract is infected is that a lot of people have eczema. Nowadays, you find a lot of children, adults, they have the eczema that forms on their elbows and knees and under and in between their armpits and on their stomachs. A lot of people have it on their face. And a lot of people will use lotions, potions, creams, and all kinds of things on it to get rid of it because it's very irritating. Usually, if you become agitated or upset, it'll break out. It breaks out more in the summertime because of the heat. It itches. It leaves. It can leave a scar from you scratching. And a lot of people put topical medicines on it to heal it. But actually, I mean, it might make it feel a little more comfortable, but actually it's internal. It's the agitation of the intestinal tract that actually comes out through the skin. Another key condition that you find with it is any type of psoriasis and a lot of dandruff and just skin rashes, bumpy skin, and also the internal things that happen is the heartburn, the irritable bowel, the constipation, the loose bowels, anything that's too much or too little in the bowel category has something to do with it. Back a couple of years ago, I used to watch The View from time to time, and there was a lady on there named Hasselbeck. I can't think of her first name, white lady with the blonde hair. And she used to talk about this celiac disease, and she used to say, oh, my goodness, I almost died. And I didn't really ever really pay much. I paid attention, but I didn't quite know what she was talking about. But celiac disease is the total infection of the intestinal tract from the gluten, which causes you to eat food and you become so malnutritioned that you die. I mean, you are like a third world country. I mean, you will just, your belly will extend itself. You'll start losing weight. Sometimes people lose their hair. It attacks the immune system. That's where the lupus and all those autoimmune diseases come from because you cannot get the nutrition that you are getting from your food through your intestinal tract. And I remember her being so passionate about the celiac disease and the gluten, and this was about 7 or 8 years ago, and it just completely went over my head. I just didn't put two and two together. Now that I'm looking up at the gluten and seeing what the damages are, now it takes me right back to how passionate she was about discussing the gluten in the early years because she almost died. And that's why part of nutrition that we wanted to talk about today, that the gluten and the foods, and it's really the powers that be, I would say, I know Richard talked about it yesterday when he was giving the introduction for the show today, about how the Georgia Guidestone says that they want to depopulate the world. And gluten is probably right at the top of their list. Because it's so subliminal, because it's in all the foods, you are actually eating yourself to death. I know for us, we have really stopped the gluten. I don't want to say 100%, but I would say about 90% because it's in so much food, and we feel so much better. I mean, when you eat, you have a different type of fullness. Your bowels start to change because now you are the waste that you are eliminating is the true waste from your body, not something that's pushed through your intestines because your intestines are so irritated that it can't deal with it. The gluten that is the culprit, like I said, is in almost everything you eat. It's in pretzels and almost every type of goodie that you want to eat, and it's very difficult for us to be very disciplined to reading the package labels, which I read all the time. It doesn't actually say gluten. Some foods do say the word gluten, but if it doesn't say the word gluten, it might say wheat, soybean wheat type substitute. It'll say different types of flours. Different types of, like, rye bread. It is a rye or wheat or bran. And a lot of people who are vegetarian sometimes eat, like, a wheat substitute. That's that, I don't eat it at all. It's that way that they eat. It's almost like a tofu type of food that they eat that you people who are vegetarian, you can the food itself doesn't have much taste to it. It's a wheat kind of thick product that you can enhance with different foods. If you wanted to taste like chicken, you could put chicken flavor in, or beef, you could put beef flavor in.
Elizabeth Hasselback, Sister Davis.
Oh, Elizabeth, yes, Elizabeth Hasselback. Yep, that's right. A lot of people who are vegetarian that are crossing over, they still want to eat foods that taste like meat or pork or chicken or shrimp. So they buy this food as they're transitioning, because it's not actually a meat product, it is a wheat product. And they're getting hit really hard with it in their stomachs. And they're trying to figure it out. It's like, wait a minute, I'm not eating the meat and the fats and everything. Why is this happening to my body? Why do I not feel well? Well, it's the wheat that they're eating, because that processed food that's supposed to not be meat is made with wheat, like a very heavy-duty wheat. And that's what's causing a lot of their issues. So I wanted to kind of piggyback on what gluten is actually doing to the body. But a lot of people, some doctors that I've talked to, some holistic doctors that I've listened to on a radio or so, they say that actually people who get infected in their intestines, it looks like somebody that has poison ivy. You know, when you get poison ivy on your skin, it's bumps that ooze, and it's real lumpy, and it oozes, and it's real irritated and red. They say that that's what the intestines look like when it's infected with the gluten. And there's really not a cure for it. There's not like a medicine that you can take to really stop it from happening. It might soothe your intestines a bit, kind of calm it down a little bit, but it doesn't cure it. The only way that you can be alleviated from gluten issues is to stop eating it. And like I said, when I saw the African brothers from the jail, I looked at them, even though they seemed like they didn't have anything. The fact that they were eating gruel that was cornmeal and not like a flour-based meal, that cornmeal is not gluten. Cornmeal is not gluten. Now, corn here in the States can have a problem because it can be GMO, which is artificially modified corn, and that can be a problem here in the States. But you better believe where they're at in Africa, it's probably very organic, an organic type of cornmeal. And by them just eating the cornmeal with water, no sugar, no meat, believe me, their body is absorbing all the nutrition that's at least coming through that corn. And as we're here, you know, a lot of us, you know, are heavy or I'm not going to say typically that we have to be extremely heavy, but the fact that your body is a decent weight or decent body structure, you're still not getting the nutrients through your intestines that you should be getting. Even people who are taking medications for certain illnesses, they're taking these medicines and they're saying, well, you know, it's not working. I'm taking it. It's not working. They're not being absorbed either, because everything, your stomach doesn't absorb medicines or food, nutrition. Your stomach breaks down with the acids. It breaks all that down, liquefies it, so it can then travel through your intestines. So a lot of people who are taking different medications are also finding that they are not getting any better. And all of those autoimmune type diseases are based on gluten. Even like the vitiligo that turns, especially melanated people, it turns their skin white. It loses its pigmentation. That's an autoimmune disease. And people will say autoimmune diseases is when your body is fighting against itself. And that's what's happening with the gluten. The gluten is fighting against your body and the intestines, where the nutritional stuff is just not being absorbed. So in a sense, you're kind of dying healthy. You know, you look healthy and you are more malnutritioned than what you see when you look at a third world country. And when I started to really understand the process in that, it was phenomenal to me. I know our granddaughter, she suffers from eczema. And that's what I'm trying to get with her, to try to get her to stop eating all the cakes and pies. And she's 12 years old, and, you know, she slows them down for a little bit, and then as soon as she starts to back up, there you have it. Especially children, they get a lot more eczema. More people get eczema in the warm climate than the cold climate. And it could be because a lot of times in the summer, you eat more cakes and pies and cookies and bread, you know, hot dogs and things like that. So anybody on the call, I'm going to turn the phone over to my husband so I can start driving. But anybody on the call, if you kind of think about people who have a lot of issues with their skin and their hair type of psoriasis, autoimmune diseases like lupus, all the different autoimmune diseases that come with that. MS is an autoimmune. There's some, almost any illness that they don't know the cure for, they throw into the autoimmune deficiency category because they don't know, they can't figure it out, and they just group them all together. But actually, it's coming from the nutrition. And then when you do take, some people are aware that they need to take extra vitamins and minerals. Even when you take them, they don't absorb. Because the body, with that gluten coating your intestines, won't let anything absorb. Even a lot of people die of anemia. There should be nobody in 2017 dying from any type of anemia. But they do because they can't get the iron that's in, you know, they might take iron supplements. They're taking them every day. They still do the little finger stick, and they look at the blood, and it's still anemic because whatever they're taking is not getting into the body through the intestine. And that's what I wanted to talk about with nutrition. And then now my husband, I'll turn it over to him, and he'll kind of fill in the spaces. But I basically wanted to just give you all an understanding of how gluten attacks the intestinal tract, and even small children, even small babies, you know, there's a lot of binding agents in the formulas. Now, if they breastfed, when they're breastfed babies, depending on what's coming through the mother's milk, they can become gluten, agitated by gluten based on the mother's milk. We have a cousin who just delivered a baby a couple months ago, and before she was pregnant and during her whole pregnancy, she had extreme heartburn, extreme. And we were trying to tell her what to do, and, you know, some days she did it, some days she didn't. And when she delivered her baby, now her baby has colic, extreme colic. She's all over the internet. Oh, what do I do? My baby's up all night. I can't sleep. That colic is basically baby heartburn, and she is nursing the baby. She's eating the wrong things. He's eating the wrong things. Now she's starting to supplement with Similac, and I told her, I said, did you read the back of that Similac? Do you see that, you know, three, as big as the can of Similac is on the back, those are all the ingredients from top to bottom. That's ridiculous. That's in baby formula. And gluten is part of that because it has wheat products in that. So right now she's doing the same thing. She has a whole other generation that's following the same situation. Last I talked to her, she said, oh, my baby has this terrible rash. What is it probably? Eczema. Baby eczema. Because the body, whatever goes in the body, comes out somewhere. And usually if it's a type of rash, that is the end result, not the beginning of the result. That's the end product. So my husband is here. I can take some questions through him as I drive, but I'm going to turn it over to him. And if you have any questions or concerns, please look up gluten. Look up the dangers of gluten. Look up how gluten attacks the body. I was doing some research today, and once again, it was confirming everything I already know. It's really scary stuff. And unless we address it, we could die very healthy looking. And a lot of times, like I said, medicines that you have been prescribed aren't working because they're not getting into your system the way they should. However, most pharmaceuticals, once they get in your system, cause all kind of havoc anyway. But the good things that it's supposed to do and the bad things it's supposed to do, it isn't getting in your body to do that.
Thank you, my dear. I tell you, see, this a female dynamic comes from a perspective that we may not be intuitive enough to pick up on. Just the aspect of how she could take in one aspect of what she's doing into another aspect. See, the breastfeeding, we would have never thought about breastfeeding. We would have never put that dynamic together. You know why? Because as men, we look at from a different perspective. Now, one of the things that I really wanted you to see in her conversation with you was this can really attack almost any area of your body, and you have no idea it's going on. And the reason why is because it is a slow killer. That is ultimately the goal of why they establish something that is so, should I say, demeaning to the body in so many ways. So it's important that we take the first step of being knowledgeable of not only nutrition, but what we're eating. And the reason why I say nutrition and what we're eating is because a lot of times we eat by habit. What is eating by habit? Oh, you see a beautiful orange and it's sitting on the kitchen table, and you come back and forth through it a couple of times. Before you know, you sit down, you peel an orange and you eat it. It's a habit. You may not have really wanted that orange. But society has taught us to eat based on three things. One, the so-called hunger concept. Two, the availability concept. And three, the colors. If you ever notice, fast food stores, their signs are made up of yellow, red, and white. Because these colors get attention. Now, the newer ones, like Taco Bell, they've added a little blue. Okay? But most of them come in those categories. There is a reason for that. You see, the programming that they're trying to implant in you allows that certain initiating that appetite gene, so to speak. You may not even be hungry, but between the thought of what you see, the advertisement that's been implanted in your brain, and the arousal of that gene, you go ahead and you spend your money. I'm really trying to point out the dynamics of how far they have gone to implant in you a way to be able to control your decision. And you know the sad part about that is they get the ideas more and more every day from you. I know a few of you are saying, how they get it from me? Well, let me ask you this. Have you noticed how these new smart TVs have come down in price? I mean, you can get a 60-inch TV under $500. I remember you couldn't get a 60-inch TV under $5,000. So what is the dynamic that is at work in these TVs that allow them to be able to do so much yet cost so little? So there has to be a kickback going to the corporations who literally initiated this technology to be placed in smart TVs. And I've always said I would never get a computer with a camera and leave it up in the room. You know why? Because people can turn it on anytime they want to. Oh, and for you who don't know, smart devices communicate with each other. Oh, yeah. So your smart smart meter, your heater in the house, you know, you got the thermostat. That smart thermostat is talking to the smart TV. It's talking to the smart refrigerator, who's communicating with the smartphone, who's sending signals out to people who you don't even know. So literally, by the room temperature variation, it can tell you who in your house is in that room. You see, so we give them a lot of information unbeknownst to us. And you know one of my pet peeves? That Messenger. That Microsoft Messenger, where you can talk into it. You know that phone's on when you ain't talking into it. So it's literally listening to you. So if you come up with a good idea, and you see it on TV in 3 weeks, you can't be surprised. And if you are, you're naive to the advancement of technology. Now, I'm pointing out all of these things to you because I want you to realize how much of your power you give away. You ever go down to the pier or something and you see them giving out hot dogs and sodas? You know what? A lot of them hot dogs and sodas are given to them. Oh, yeah. If you're having a street, say you're having a street party. If you approach the local soda distributor, they'll give you soda. Oh, yeah. They want their product. They'll tell you how we want our product out there. They won't tell you that their product is designed to boost the sugar level in everybody that drinks it. So if you got 17, 18 people in your 2 or 3 block community or 4 block community that have high blood pressure, they're attacking them right away. And they're attacking him with a smile because he's not going to look at you and frown and say, okay, you can take it. He's going to say, oh, yes, please, take our product. And even if he doesn't know, you should. You see, that's where you maintain your power. Because now you can do your own due diligence. What's in this soda? Wow, what is a citrus, cider, cica, blah, blah. Because you know they don't give it to you in one word. They break it. You got to read it in syllables. And see, they got software now, these applications, where you can literally go and see a word, type it into the app. I'm sorry I don't have that app in front of me or the name of it. And it will tell you what that is. And a lot of times it's a cover word for something you don't want. Because if they told you it was gluten, literally you would know, well, I don't eat gluten. So they have 15 names for gluten. And if you don't know the name, guess what? They got you eating gluten. Okay, now I'm bringing this to your attention. One, because I love you. Two, because I don't care what information that you get from Tando Radio or Black Talk Radio. If you are not healthy enough to apply it, it won't do you no good. Why I want to do you any good? Because you'll be too busy thinking about the pain in your body that you don't know what it's from. And a lot of people are going through that right now. Their bodies are sick. And they go to the doctor, and the doctor is already pre-designated to give you something that he's going to get paid to give you. Now, this primary product may not be what you need, but it may not hurt you having it. So what does he do? He gives you, well, this is for the side effects. This is for the AGAT product. But here it is. You're taking a product for what you have a problem for, and now you're taking a product for the side effects. So you can see how pharmaceutical industry is bombarding us with so many things that we do not need. And the reason why is because the more addicted they make us as a people, the closer that you are to death. And what are you going to do? You're going to go right back to a doctor who's going to prescribe something else from maybe the same company. So their coffers stay full, where you may be having a strange problem. What's a strange problem? It's your, I ran across a guy, his ankle clicked when he walked. Ain't that a strange problem? And guess what? He don't know what it's from. I don't know what it's from. But it's a strange problem. They talk about diabetes and the shooting pains in your hands and your feet. Well, we know that one of the moving forces behind diabetes is sugar and gluten. We know that. So we have to operate in the level of intelligence in which we have understanding. And why? Because it only infuses us to receive more knowledge. Now, I'm going to tell you something. In the next hour, I'm only going to open the door to the true nature of liquid and why water is so important. And understand how I say the true nature of liquid and why water is so important. I'm going to open the door to what is called indwelling intelligence. Indwelling intelligence is the natural intelligence that's operating in your body to keep you functioning out. They keep you breathing, they keep you moving, keep you eating, and literally it breaks down your food to the microfiber. So when you give it the wrong thing and it doesn't identify with that wrong thing, your body has a natural process for it. And it sticks most of that in the fat cells of your body. And the sad part about it is most disease starts in the fat cells of a given part of the body. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I'm encouraging you. Call me. Because I haven't even talked to you about the true aspect of the most 7 popular GMO products in the United States. And they're almost in everything. You understand what I said? They're almost in everything. You know why? Because if they could be in everything, they'd have it in everything. They are in the business of depopulation. And we got to understand, we have to be in the business of being knowledgeable so that we do not fall into the pitfalls that they have set up all around us so they can doom us, get us caught in a booby trap. What is a booby trap? A booby trap is anything that gets you so caught up that it works. And right now, we have booby traps all over our food source, all over our water source. I know a lot of you probably didn't think, oh, well, water too. Oh, absolutely. Do you realize out of all the bottled water that's on the market, there might be 1 or 2 brands that have no chemicals in it at all? All the other ones have chemicals. They have everything from potassium to sodium to fluoride. And listen, they don't advertise this when you buy the bottle. So it's that intelligence that's inside of your body that has to decipher what intelligence you don't operate with before it gets in there. You see, when you operate with that intelligence before it gets in there, you cease the problem before the problem exists. And that's what the show is about. Being prepared to catch the problem before the problem exists. Then I'm going to tell you how your indwelling intelligence is even communicating these things to you, but if you don't have a way of communicating with your indwelling intelligence, which you should by now, because if you listen to all my shows, I've taken you everywhere from breathing to, from meditation to breathing to eating to preparedness to food. We are the only human race that I know of in the galaxy. I don't know, maybe you've heard of something else, but I've never heard of human, the race, being found anywhere else. So when we neglect ourselves, we victimize ourselves. This is Brother Davis, Wise Wednesday. I'm coming at you about food, and I'm coming at you about nutrition. And I'm also going to come at you about lifting your mind capacity to your indwelling intelligence level. That way you can be able to pick up on some of the feelings in your body and think in reverse. What did you eat? And before you know it, you're mentally dialoguing with your food. Why? Because that is what's telling you there's a problem. A lot of people think, oh, well, if I get constipated, I just take something for it. No. We got to find out what made you constipated. You see, these are the tools we operate in to grow in an understanding of who we are. And in this case, your understanding that you're growing in is how your body reacts to different things. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Look, pick up your phones. Have your questions, because I haven't even gotten into GMOs. And there's 7 major GMOs, like I said, it's in everything. Okay? But now your power is in your intellect, because your intellect can literally tap into that indwelling intelligence. But it will not tap into it until you go through the door of just learning nutrition so that you can feed your body. the right stuff. And this is what we're trying to do, ladies and gentlemen. We're trying to understand the importance, the absolute, positively imperative importance of eating the right stuff. We're getting ready to come up on a commercial. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday. Let me tell you, pick up your phones, write down your questions, and bring them on. Because I only have an hour left. I want to cover a lot of things, but I do want to hit some main things. So pick them up, call me back. Thank you.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. GMOs to allergic organs is a toxin. Another health issue through the U.S. Food and Drug Administration does not require state testing. Did you understand what I said there? So the FDA, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, does not require safety testing of GMOs. Now, I'll tell you that so you know they don't care. Your tax dollars don't care. Let me give you another hard fact. 70% of processed food in your local supermarket contain genetically modified ingredients. However, there is no way to be sure of the percentages because no labels are required to inform you about what percentage of GMO is in your food. Now, I don't know if it scared you yet. That scares the crap out of me. I love a lot of people. And a lot of people I love are going to surely fall into that booby trap. Remember I told you they're all over the place. Corn is the number one grown crop in the U.S. and nearly all of it, 88%, is genetically modified. In addition to being added to innumerable products, the food, the genetically modified corn, is a staple of animal feed. So, literally, and we've had this happen. I'm telling you, this is a personal experience. My wife is very selective. She raised Yorkies, and we carried two with us. So these, literally, since our children are all grown, these two dogs, I mean, they look to her. So when they're not feeling well, she can literally tell. And we'll go someplace and we'll buy some food, her regular food. And she'll say, you know what? I believe we got a bad batch. What are you talking about? Well, the dogs aren't eating. What do you mean? Well, I fed them yesterday and they ate. But today they're not eating. They're messing around with it. I think it's a bad batch. So she'll call the people who made the dog food. I'm telling you, this woman's thorough. She'll call the store first. And there's a batch number, and she'll get the batch number, and she'll do her research, and she'll tell you, you know what, this has been made with modified this or modified that. She will take it back to the store, whatever she get her money back, and buy the food that she intended to buy. Sometimes she'll read the label and get an, because she likes a particular brand, she will get an older pre-batch to that particular batch. So literally, it can literally affect animals also. Did someone pick up the phone? Okay. And there is my wife.
No, you're good, Brother Davis. You're good. Okay. I'll let you know.
All right. My wife just said there is gluten-free dog food. So for those people who may have a pet and haven't even considered this to be one of the problems, there is gluten-free
Scotty may have a question, Brother Davis.
Okay, Scotty, you got a question? Come on, man.
Cotty, you unmuted? Got a question? Go ahead, Brother Davis. He may have just didn't do it after the break. Go ahead.
All right, not a problem. That number two most genetically modified food grown in the United States is soy. 93% of soy is genetically modified. Soy is a staple in processed foods under various names, including hydrogenated oil, glycerin tit, emulsifier, topical E, vitamin E supplement, and protein. Now, you see how they throw that in there? A vitamin E supplement. Now, some people are going to think, oh, this got vitamin E, but it's pretty good. And here it's a genetically modified food that's going to do damage. They know it's going to do damage. The only person that doesn't know is this person that may not understand that that is a side name to soy. Now, here's what I was telling you earlier. Remember I said they will change the name of gluten to appear to be something else? That's the perfect example. Number three, corn seed. According to the USDA, 94% of corn grown in the U.S. is genetically modified. Seeds are curled of corn and are used in vegetable oil, margarine, short thing products for frying foods such as potato chips. Oh, no, not chips. Well, I eat potato chips. Now, I eat a certain kind of potato chip. I eat, now, for those of you who eat potato chips, there's a potato chip out there called Kettle. It's in a brown bag, and it has up in the corner, non-GMO. Now, the only way you can get that sticker for non-GMO is that you literally was cleared by a group called Responsible Technology. And what they do is they go in and do the research on the foods that are used, and the ones who are worthy of getting that sticker, it's good to have. A lot of products are picking it up now. So for those of you like me who like the chip, it's called Kettle, and it has a non-GMO sticker on it. Okay, the fourth most popular is alfalfa. Farmers feed alfalfa to dairy cows for a source of milk, butter, yogurt, meat, and some other product. Alfalfa is the fourth largest crop grown in the U.S. behind corn, soybean, and wheat. Though there is no genetically engineered wheat on the market, it is used in processed food. Now, do you hear that double talk? There's no proof. It says right here, though there is no genetically engineered wheat on the market, but yet, side note is, there may be in processed food. So that tells you that's what it is. Surprise, here goes another one. Papaya. About 90% of the U.S. About 75% of Hawaiian papaya crop, Hawaii's papaya crop, is genetically modified. To withstand, wow, this is deep. It's genetically modified to withstand. Oh, wow. Monsanto's has a product out called Roundup. It's genetically modified to withstand Roundup. Now, what Roundup does is it's supposed to kill plants, all right? But when a food, when you can spray this on a plant and the plant does not die, think about the dynamic here. It kills everything living. But this food has been genetically modified so that when you spray it with Roundup, it will not die. You know that that will cause the human body problems, okay? The seventh is canola. About 90% of U.S. canola crop is genetically modified. Canola oil is used in cooking as well as a biofuel for North Dakota genetically modified canola, so that means it uses oil, has been found growing far away from the plant. Wow. So look. This is real deep. This canola can blow. So when a strong wind comes, it literally detaches like certain seeds. And it blows. So literally it can migrate. Now it's found growing far away from the plant fields. That's a deep statement. A rising question about what is happening is escaped GE canola. What does that mean? That means that the genetically modified canola that has blown with the wind, that it's escaped this place of growth, but it can take seed other places. And you know, for those of you who don't know, even when that happens with a Monsanto's product, if that happens, Monsanto's can sue you because they're saying you're growing without paying them with the seed, when the seed migrated naturally through the wind. Now, don't take my word for it. I always tell you, look it up. The seventh most, this is deep, sugar beets, more than half, 54% of sugar sold in America comes from sugar beets. Genetically modified sugar beets account for 90% of the crop. However, the percentage is expected to increase after the USDA discussed last year gave the green light for sugar beet planting before an environmental impact statement could be completed. That should scare everybody. Because they're telling you that the sugar, most of your sugar that's made with sugar beets is sold right here in the United States. Why? Because other countries have decided they don't want genetically modified products in their country. So not only are they targeting you, remember, you cannot label the stuff. You cannot find the percentage of it that's in the product. There's so many things that you cannot do. You literally have to examine yourself closely. Because remember that my wife said that they use wheat in baby formula. And people wonder why their children cry all night. Well, a small system like that there literally is being victimized at a very early age. Wake up, people. We are not only under attack, we are being deluged with poisons. And when I say deluged with poisons, I mean there's nothing that you can buy at the store without doing your due diligence that may not have something in it that could do harm to you. This is sad. But there is a solution. Because, you know, I'm going to give you the bitter, but I'm going to give you the sweet too. Why am I going to give you the sweet? Because I need you to grow in it. I need you to grow in understanding that there is something you can do. I get so upset when I hear people say, oh, well, what do you mean, oh, well? So what are you going to do about it? You can stop it from going in your mouth. Think about it. You can stop it from going in your kid's mouth. Oh, sure, it might take a little extra work. You might have to cook. Oh, I remember one time when cooking was very popular. I mean, I'd come home every day. Mom's cooking. Sometimes they're cooking up the night before, so if you had to take something for school tomorrow for lunch, it was right there. But these mothers nowadays are looking for the convenience of cooking. There is no convenience in cooking healthy. I'm going to tell you something. Over the weekend, me and my wife, we got in a hotel, and we stayed there for 2 days, and every day, God bless her, sorry, her heart, she got up and she made a meal for me from scratch. Okay, every day we were in the hotel, my wife got up and made two meals for me. She made me breakfast and she made an evening meal. Why? Because we've cut out going out to eat. And I'm going to tell you something. I prefer her cooking than going out to eat anyway. But I do understand that that's taxing on her. So I really appreciate when she does that. But it tells me two things. Once again, like I said before, love is an action. Okay? So this is an action she shows to me out of her love. One. Two, her concern for me. And three, her wanting to know that she's done the best she could. And you know what? I'm constantly trying to grow in the application of her thought process and the result of what she does. Because I'm going to tell you something. She could have kicked back. You know, I'm going to tell you, all weekend I kicked back. I might have threw back a hard cider or two. And I watched a little TV. I did a lot of reading. But literally, she didn't bother me. She said, are you hungry? You want some breakfast? And I mean, I'm talking about serious meals there. Matter of fact, well, one day for breakfast, she had some blackberries. I mean, raw blackberries. She had some fresh orange juice. She had made me a few eggs on the side. And then she had guacamole. She made the guacamole so that I could dip my blue corn chips in. That was breakfast. And that evening, she made me a meal of, was a four-course meal, matter of fact. It was greens. It was beans and rice. It was quinoa and, I'm going to tell you, she's going to slap me for this. but it was another fruit. But, and then, the next day she made me spaghetti. She made me spaghetti for dinner the next day with gluten-free noodles. Now, these things are out there. You just got to do your due diligence. And I'm going to tell you, yes, and then she had put mushrooms, onions, and green peppers in it. So that added to the fullness of the not only the taste, but the fullness of the meal itself. So I'm going to tell you, there are things you can do. I appreciate that, but I wanted to give you that as a side note to let you know that if you want to apply yourself, there are things you can do that could assure that could have been easily for 5-7 people if she wanted it to. But she didn't make that kind of quantity, but you can. There are gluten-free noodles out there, and literally she likes the ones that are real thin. And she goes through, finds herself a nice tomato paste with no GMO anything in it. And she literally chops every vegetable up. And I mean, I'll say that because I want you to understand that not only must you make the decision to do the right thing, there is going to be a requirement on your decision. But think of the benefit. You don't have to worry about what your family's eating at because you know what it is. And then you're going to have to get to a point where, oh, Mom, can I have that candy bar? Well, GMOs is an all kind of candy bar. And I'm going to tell you something. That surprised me. But it is. There's not a candy bar on the market that it does not have a modified something, hydrogenated oil or sugar or something. But we can do something about that. And we're doing with our children, when the grandchildren are us, we always have fruit around. Well, you got that sweet tooth here. Have some, suck on some of these. You know what we do as candy? We buy dried pineapple. And when they just feel like they got to have something sweet, we tell them, just suck on it for a little while before you eat it. You see, there are ways to get around things. Now, let me tell you why. Remember I told you about the indwelling intelligence? Well, the indwelling intelligence is what is functioning in your body beyond your control to your main thought process. Why do I say that? Because Westernism doesn't teach you this. But in reality, if you get in touch with your body can get in touch with you. How do you get in touch with your body? Through meditation and giving it the right stuff. You see, we have inundated our body so long with this Western diet that the body has become just as much a victim as we have become ignorant of what we're putting in it. But we can do something about that. And see, this is what the body wants. Because when we do something about that, we add to the body. Okay? Now, here's the dynamic I want you to see. All right, say you go out and you go to a fast food place. You kick back, you eat the food, it goes down into your body. It hits the acid. The acid starts to break it down. When the acid starts to break it down, if something reacts negatively to the acid, it's letting you know right then your body's communicating with you. But if you don't pick up on that, and many don't, okay, later on, you may have a stomach ache. You may have heartburn. You might have acid indigestion. But you know what? Some people think that just comes with eating that product. Okay? They don't even consider the fact that it might have been something in the food that they were eating that they didn't know was in there that would react on their system like this. Well, that indwelling intelligence is trying to tell you with all of those minute signals, that acid indigestion, that heartburn, that there was something in that food that you did not require in your system. What does that mean? Your system don't know what it is. So it's literally retaliating or fighting it in order to be able to break it down. Because it's unnatural, your indwelling intelligence does not know what process to put it through. And then, here's the catch. If it doesn't find a solution for it, it stores it in the fat tissues of your body and continues the process. Why? Because you may be eating something else, and whatever else is in there, it still has to go through the process. Okay, so now the food's in your system. You got it broken down. And all of a sudden, the next day you get up, you're feeling pretty good, you go to the bathroom, and you feel like you got to go to the bathroom, but you can't go to the bathroom. Your indwelling intelligence is telling you something has stopped up the system. You see, at the first point of every day, because your body has been operating all night, that energy or that food that was in there should be in a position for disposal that next morning. Some people's bodies don't work like that, I understand. I wouldn't argue that back and forth. But if that body isn't ready to dispose of that food, there may be a problem that you may not notice right away. You know why? Because you're jumping into the routine. You're jumping into another program. We have to learn to identify that. And when we learn to identify that, we got to pick up on the cues, okay? When that happens to me, and I'm not saying that it's never happened, because literally some foods can clog you up. But when I tell my wife, she'll say, okay. So I might grab me a handful of trail mix that's full of raisins and kernels and dates and peanuts. And understand, I said peanuts. My wife likes walnuts. And that'll be, after I eat my breakfast, I'll eat that. Why? Because that pushes in your system. What that does is literally it sends a natural lubricant into the system. And what that lubricant does, by about the middle of the day, it's relaxed your body enough to be able to move whatever it is that's stopping up your system out. If that does not happen, it may be something bigger than you thought. There are other things you can do now. Don't get me wrong, because you're coming at it from a different perspective. Don't go to the drugstore and buy anything that you think a chemical's going to work, because if the chemical works, you still don't know what the problem was, okay? But at this stage right now, now you can literally dialogue, what did I eat, how did I eat it, and understand how I said that, how did I eat it, because a lot of times they say you shouldn't eat fruit and vegetables at the same time, and there's a reason for that. But the indwelling intelligence in your body knows. That's why it's important for us to be able to open that communication through right diet and the good old water. Now, a lot of people may not realize it, but the average American does not drink enough water. And I'm telling you, some days I have to force myself to drink water. Why do I say I have to force myself? Because I forget. My system feels fresh. When I get up in the morning, I do my little water with the apple cider vinegar and lemon juice. So during the course of the day, I might drink a 16-ounce water. But I should drink more than that before the end of the day. But sometimes I might sit down and have dinner about 5 or 6 o'clock, and my wife will put a tea out, or she might just put lemon water out. You know what I'm saying? And by the time I drink that, I'm thinking, okay, I got enough. No, really, you should have a glass of water before you go to bed. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, if I do that, then I'm going to be up at night and go to the bathroom. In some cases, that's true, but not in all cases. See, the younger your system is, the greater the capacity. And you're not drinking water because you're thirsty. You're drinking water so that you only want about 4 or 6 ounces before you go to sleep. That's just enough to let your system know you're ready to relax and it's operating. Because your system literally absorbs a lot of that water during the night while it's operating. Because the indwelling intelligence is always working. Yes. Okay. My wife wanted me to point this out to you. She said, now, if you go to the bathroom, this is especially for men, but women also, if you go to the bathroom and your pee is yellow, very, very light, light yellow, and it's clear, that's fine. But if it's orange or dark yellow, you have a very heavily acid-based urine. Now, that may become because you have a very acid basis, because many people do. But if you see that, that should tell you that you need to eat more of a alkaline food or drink more alkaline water, but you need to make your body more alkaline. That's one of the reasons why I drink that solution in the morning, because when I wake up in the morning, I know my system is going to be depleted from liquid, so I drink that solution, and that literally neutralizes the acid, and it moves all of the alkaline process up a little faster going into the beginning of my day. So this is something else that you can use, because I'm going to say it works for me. And many people in around the circles that I'm in and we talk and discuss these things, that comes up quite a bit. So literally utilize that tool. Another thing is you should look at your stools. I know, just thinking, but your stools, depending on what they look like, can tell you the condition of your intestine. Why? Because you ever notice when you was young, or younger kids, when they go to the bathroom, they got 6-8 inches of thick, firm, brown with green streaked stools? That's a healthy system. So when you go to the bathroom, if you're sitting around and you look at your stools and you got the same thing, you know your system is pumping on all cylinders. And these are cues to allow you to see and identify that indwelling intelligence is now beginning to communicate with you. It is important that our bodies and our minds work as one unit. Because that way you can converse. When you look in the pot, oh, wow, that's real yellow. Then you know what your body's saying. You need to drink more water. Or let's drink a little bit. Let's eat a little bit more watermelon today. Because watermelon is alkaline and neutralize that. See what I'm saying? You're beginning that communication process. It is so important, my brothers and sisters, that we take charge of our lives. We make decisions of longevity, and we do the things that's going to ensure that we do just that. We live longer. You know what? It bothers me when I hear young people that are dying from natural causes due to neglect of one thing or another. And that's sad. I mean, any one of these cancers out here nowadays, if a person just knew the supplements they could have been eating, if they just knew information about the right diet, if they just knew how to be informed about making decisions about what you stick in your mouth. Because all disease stems from diet. Now, the medical... Well, diet and environment. I always said environment, but diet and environment. But now, the medical... I'll tell you, because they make money off you being sick. But in the holistic industry, they're going to tell you everything because they want you to look for everything. So when you come in and you say, oh, I got a cough, they're not going to say, okay, well, here, take cough syrup. They're going to say, when did it start? What did you eat? How many days ago? Because they're breaking down the concept of whole body healing and not just a solution to the cough. My brothers and sisters, we're coming up on this last half hour. I'm trying to give you as much information as I can. But I need you to pick up the phone and call. Because next half hour, I'm going to go into the communication factor of water in your system and how you can get that water through just talking to it. Did you know that? Did you know you could talk to your food and your water? And you can literally tell it what to do? And because it was living, it will react that way? Oh, yeah. See, that's what, when you take over that indwelling intelligence, you find that it's only an attribute of you. That's right. So it's not something that you cannot do. It's just something you were not taught. And the reason why you were not taught, because if you were taught this, you would not eat that crap that's out there that everybody's eating. Because then you would ask your brothers, oh, wow, I'm hungry. you will look at what's out there and say, oh, no, not here. I want to hear it. They keep on moving. Is there any
questions? You got a caller in queue, too, Brother Davis. So you got like 5 minutes before the break. Do you want to take the caller or wait until after the break for the caller?
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want to take the break now, we'll take the break and I'll take the caller after the break.
Okay, cool. Scotty, go ahead and run the break. Scotty may not be, Scotty may be doing some other things.
Okay, all right, we'll take the call today. Take the call.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
No, you still got 5 minutes, so, you know, we still got 5 minutes to the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take the call.
It's Roz. Go ahead, Roz.
Hey, peace. Greetings. Greetings to you, Brother Davis, Sister Davis.
Greetings,
brother. It's great to hear you. Great, great show. What you were talking about just now, I have a book called The Power of Water by a Japanese man by the name of Emoto. And what you're talking about putting your spiritual and mental impressions on the water, and they did tests in that book where they studied the crystalline formations of water when it turns to ice. And they found that when people were enraged and they had contact with the water, the crystals would be in a state of disarray. And if a person had an intention of love and positivity, the crystals would be arranged in a much more uniform and organized manner based on the power of the intention of the person who came in contact with that glass of water. So that is extremely important what you're talking about. And when you were talking earlier this evening about some of the motivations for eating, one, you sounded like you described to me emotional eating, which is when you're not hungry and you decide to eat something because you may have had a negative experience and you're trying to seek some catharsis in food. My wife used to do that, and she actually had to become very cognizant of her spiritual and emotional state to stop doing that. So that is very, very important, and that's something that we've been groomed to do via commercials and other things, too. You'll have different discussions about, quote-unquote, feel-good food. And, of course, junk food is supposedly feel-good food because it's high in negative fat content and sugar and all of the things that are most damaging for us. So that is just very, very important. And what Sister Davis, the Empress, was talking about with gluten was powerful. From my research, what I've found in studies is that the human body is not designed to digest wheat, gluten specifically,
absolutely,
which is why it causes that inflammation. When other animals like deer and other hoofed animals eat wheat, their bodies are designed to absorb it. The human body is not. So that is where that acute disruption of the lining of the intestines takes place. And a lot of people don't understand that. So as a result, and also the other part about it is that it facilitates Alzheimer's. One thing, there's a guy named Dr. Perlmutter who had a documentary on Channel 13, and he had treated over 10,000 patients. He was a neuroscientist, is a neuroscientist, and his father was a neuroscientist before him. His father ended up passing away before he started to understand what gluten did to the body. And over over 10,000 patients he had, he says now whenever a person comes to him with a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia, he said there's two things that he implores them to do. One is to cut the sugar out immediately and cut the gluten out immediately, because that stops the inflammation of the nervous system and specifically the brain, of course, which is where Alzheimer's and dementia takes place. And he is told, and that special they had on PBS, he told about six different stories of people whose relatives literally transformed in less than 2 weeks just from cutting the gluten and the sugar out. And it was all depending on how far their Alzheimer's or dementia was progressed. So it is something that is essentially important. And if you're a person who may have had family members or may have family members with Alzheimer's and dementia, one thing I've researched, because I thought originally that there was a genetic predisposition to getting Alzheimer's, and my wife has two parents with it. But what I've read, actually, is what you eat that facilitates Alzheimer's more than your genetic predisposition. So I think it's like 80-20 as far as the role that genes play is only 20%. The 80%
right,
has to do with what you've eaten and the cumulative effects of what you put in your mouth over the years that you've been alive. So you guys have given out life-saving information. I appreciate both of you so much. Brother Dave, Brother Scotty, of course, you are brilliant. Thank you so much for the platform. And the people really need to listen to what you guys are saying, because you are dropping some essential facts that can help us really live the most optimal, healthy life possible. And with that, I'll mute my line and just say, great program. I'll listen to the rest of the show. Thank you so much, both of you. And you drive safely, too.
Thank you, Brother Rod. Look, that's affirmation, y'all. Affirmation. Listen, we're going to go to the break, and after the break, when we come back, pick up your phones, because you got a last half hour. I would really like to move this on a higher level spiritually, so you really understand the connection between food and body function. But pick up your phones, and we'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
Tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome back. I tell you, that was a great call. Because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times when I'm on here and we're pouring our hearts out, we're trying to give you what we have, that we hope that it can become a tool in your arsenal. So when someone calls and they give us confirmation on what we're saying, then you realize that this is from an entirely different avenue altogether. So what I'm giving you, you can very easily tap into. And that was a perfect example. Now, I wanted to go into this last half hour on another level. Now, why? Because a lot of people don't realize the importance between the physical body, the food you put in the body, and the purpose of water, and your higher self. Now, you have to understand when I say your higher self. You have to understand if you put junk in, you get junk out. Okay? If you put something good in, you get something good out. Okay, so if you put something good in, you allow your body to communicate with you and to you. I remember how I say that now. With you and to you. Okay? You notice how, well, before I eat, me and my wife, we bless our food. We lift it up to our ancestors, and we ask them to bless them. Now, here's the importance of that. The importance of that is that we are literally giving our food to that which we hold precious, our ancestors, to bless our food also. We also say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, no evil cannot dwell in. These are just simple words to the average person. But to those people who've been elevated beyond their, I'm trying to keep it at a zone that you can understand. Okay, let me say this here. Where you are right now is a man. Where you go in your spiritual self is your real man. Why is that? Because when you make these changes, you transform that man with the applications that you are using now so that he can receive messages on a higher plane, okay? So when you have a glass of water in your hand and say, I want this glass of water to be refreshing, I want it to offer my body the joy of having it, and I want it to give me an afternoon of activity. Tell it what you want. And listen, you can do this in any given circumstance. You're taking the big test. Are you drinking a glass of water? So I want this water to stimulate my mind so it can open up, and the answers that I need for this test will come to me freely through my thought process. See, we are operating now on an entirely different level. Why? Because we're putting a demand on our body, our indwelling intelligence, And in doing so, your body will rise when you give it the right things. What makes water so unique to your body? First of all, you should realize it's unique to your body because you can't live without it. One. Two, natural water has minerals in it that literally edify your body. As soon as you drink it, of course, you become refreshed. Then if it's cooler, it's refreshing. But warm water, room temperature water is refreshing too. You see what I'm saying? But water has an operation in your body where it is literally a unique kind of lubricant. For those of you who don't know, that your brain sits within a vat of liquid. And the most of what is in that vat is water. Now, there is a mixture of, they have a term for it. I really don't know that term for it. You know why? Because I'm not looking at this from a scientific level. I'm looking at this from a spiritual level because I want you to understand that where sound and vibration come together, there's a communication process that is taking place. Okay? So you can hear something, and it may make you feel good. Why do I say that? If you listen to music in a 528 frequency, it's always going to be soothing to you. It's always going to be relaxing to you. Why? Because it's not a hostile sound. It's a comforting sound. It's an embracing sound. Okay? Most of the music that you hear now on these are high frequency sounds. You know why? Because they want you to be hostile. They want your mind to stay in a state of agitation. Why in a state of agitation? Because you now are in what's called an emotion zone, where emotions will jump off left and right, and your thought process will go with your emotions, and your emotions have nothing to do with what you're trying to do that is suitable for your growth that day. But until you understand that, you'll find yourself doing what your thoughts tell you to do. And you have to understand that in most cases, if you're doing what your thoughts tell you to do, you haven't given that thought any thought at all. Because people react out of emotion. If and when you grow to your real man stage, you will control your emotions. How many women have you heard say, "Oh, I'm making no decision with no man out of emotion. Because they know most of the decisions that they make when they're in an emotional state are not going to be the best decisions for them. And if that process is true, and it is, and that operation plays the same role in everybody. Never make a decision out of emotion. Actually, if you're going to make a decision, remove all emotion from the process. And that way you can put a list of pros and cons together and make a decision that's based on your needs. So I want to go with the side, though. I just want to give you a little more information. Now let's get back to the water. The water is actually a substance that every part of your body needs, okay? Your body is full of meridians and canals. And these are the things that move blood, water, and everything else through your system. And so that when it's a clog, it might start one part of your body, but it end up somewhere else. You know why? Because literally, when it's a clog, the process doesn't stop. So the pressure continues to build, and the liquid is to continue flowing. Now, in diabetes, they say what sugar crystals build up, and before you know it, your blood pressure is going through the roof because of the amount of sugar that's built up in your blood. And that is a scientific fact. But in reality, they always tell people who are on diabetes, you need to drink more water. You need to drink more water. They're telling them that for a reason. Well, I'm telling you, you need to speak to your water. You need to speak to your water because you can tell your water what you want your water to do when it's operating in you. This is what I was saying earlier when I said you have the ability to communicate with your indwelling intelligence. But a lot of people, since they were taught Westernism doesn't teach none of this. Nothing that I've said to you in the last 5 minutes does Westernism teach. And the reason why it doesn't teach it is because that makes you knowledgeable, and before you know it, you won't be doing the things that they want you to do in order to act emotional. Because when you're acting emotional, they can translate. See, that means that they determine what you're trying to do. So if you raise your voice right now, for example, a lot of these shootings have been because the person reacted in an emotional way. He didn't mean nothing by it, or she didn't mean nothing by it, but that set off a trigger with them, and before you knew it, they became a victim. They may not have intended that to go anywhere near where it went, but because they allowed their emotion to come out, they allowed the person to interpret what it is that they were perceiving. So if a person just wanted to kill somebody today, and he walked up and he said, excuse me, and you said, what did you want? Well, right away, he could say, you know what, he felt threatened. You've seen it. The cops are doing it all the time. I have a gun on me, and I felt that my life was threatened because he raised his voice. Now, what does that sound like? That sounds like we must be more efficient in our communication process about identifying a situation and adjusting so that we can get through it. All of these things come into play. And why? Because literally, we are only one human. Tonight, we've talked about food, we talked about nutrition, we talked about elevating ourselves so that we can literally communicate with our inner self and have a greater understanding of what the food is doing in our system. So if you got a headache and you've been laying and you just woke up in the morning, look around you. Sometimes if you lay with your head against the wall, now this is a little side note, your head can be attacked by electromagnetic waves from the electronics in your house. And that can cause you to get a headache. And I'm going to tell you something I know this to be true because my wife used to get them. And then we found out about shungite, and she started wearing her shungite earrings. And sometimes she wears them in the bed, and she says, you know, I almost get no headache now. I told you about shungite before. My wife turned me on to that. I'm turning y'all on to it. Shungite, S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E. Do your due diligence. It's going to be a powerful tool in your arsenal. We must understand that it's our responsibility, nobody else. We can't wait for a leader. We can't wait for somebody else. And ain't no savior going to do this. All of this is going to require us to move forward. Oh, is there a question? You have a question, sister? Was there a question on the floor?
No, go ahead, Brother Dave.
Okay.
Yes.
Now,
go ahead. No, I missed it. Yeah, go ahead.
Spell shungite, please?
Shungite.
I tried to find that.
Okay. Well, first of all, it should be easy if you Google it. It should come up. Literally, my wife did a little more research on it than I did, but I do know it's a predominantly, they think it's a meteorite, but it is found in Russia. And it's named after the city of Shanghai, and they call it shungite, and it's a stone that looks like it's a charcoal. But here's the unique, it's a conductor. It's an electrical frequency conductor. It's 99% carbon. And literally, it can do everything from purify water to absorb the electromagnetic waves that attack your body. I carry a shungite stone in my pocket. I wear a shungite ring. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm giving you, side note, the water I use in the morning that I put my apple cider vinegar in, and then I add my little lemon juice, that's shungite water. That water has been sitting in shungite at least for a 24-hour period. Why? Because I wanted the water to be neutralized with shungite so that when I added it to my body, the shungite literally flows with the water. And what you read up on shungite, and I have a book on it. I'm just not really, I haven't really read it all because it's so many miracle, that have been developed behind experimenting with shungite and sickness and disease, experimenting with shungite and water, experimenting with shungite and food. I'm talking about major universities and medical facilities in Europe and Russia they've been on about shungite.
I think with the sister, I don't think you heard her because you were talking. She wanted to the spelling on shungite. Shungite is S-H-U-N-G-I-T-E.
Shungite. Go ahead, Brother Davis, because I know that's okay. You didn't hear, because you were explaining what it was. Go ahead.
Not a problem. They call it a stone for healing, protection, and detoxification. So when you hold it in your hand, it's absorbing negative toxins out of your body. When my wife wears on her, she has earrings, and she wears, she used to get headaches, so she went to bed, now she don't get them no more. So, I mean, these are affirmative affirmations to me. And another thing is, electrical charges can be conducted with shungite. So if you had a battery tester and you test it on both sides of the shungite, you're going to see that the frequency goes right through the shungite. It's unique, I'm telling you. It's one of the most unique things I've come across, natural things that I've come across lately, other than herbs and I like moringa. I mean, I don't know if you're familiar with moringa, but moringa is a very, very good tea, and it also works on healing the body in many ways also. But I could do that all night long because there's just so many that we could talk about. But listen, this is Brother Davis from the Wise Wednesday. Dolly, before I close, is there anything you'd like to add?
Brother
Davis,
go ahead, what's your
question, brother?
You said something really, really powerful when you were talking about the technology, the smart technology in your house and how it communicates with one another and gathers and distributes information to people that we can't see, that use that information against us. And when you were discussing water and the communication between our higher selves and the things that we come in contact with, what you are describing is the fact that we, especially black people with the highest melanin content, we are living technology. That ability to tap into water, because water absorbs frequencies, it functions very similar to melanin in regards to its ability to absorb energy and respond to the energy that is being injected into it. And what you're seeing is the artificial version that white people are trying to do. They're trying to basically be us, and they're creating these artificial means of using technology to create these artificial means of communication between devices, because they realize that we have the highest ability to communicate with both living and unseen entities via our melanin content. So what you're describing is a technocracy, and we are the living technology. We always have been. That's why they kidnapped our ancestors. That's why they forced us to build this country and do all the other things that they forced us to do. So it's really, like I said, you're giving out information. I don't know if everybody's picking up on what you're talking about, because you're dropping some serious stuff. And just to piggyback off of shungite, because you put me onto that crazy. There's another black stone that's called black tourmaline that also protects you from radiation and frequencies in your home, if you can get your hands on that, and it dissipates negativity. If you ever have a situation where someone really upsets you and your vibration is thrown off, put them in your hand and just roll them around in your hand, and you can even talk to them, and I guarantee you your vibrations will shift. They will shift very quickly, and I know people personally, including myself, who have experienced that. Another great stone is jade. If you have family members, each one of you should get a piece of jade, because jade gives you connection to each of your intimate relatives. And if something happens to one of them, you guys will pick up on the frequency of what's going on with that relative that you may not be in physical contact with, but who might be dealing with something. And basically, you'll want to reach out to them just to make sure they're okay. And they're probably like, well, why did you call? And it's because that jade, if you have it with you and each one of you carry it around, it gives you a connection to one another that spans space and time. And thanks again for just incredible information. I hope people are picking up on what you're dropping. I don't know if they are, but I hope they are, because you really are giving, like, powerful, powerful, and life-saving information. And thanks again, and peace to the Empress as well.
Well, thank you, brother. We received that. And look, Dave, I always like to give you the last few minutes of the show. That way you can go ahead and do brother, it's been a great night, great show. Thanks for everybody. I appreciate the time. Next Wise Wednesday, my wife was thinking maybe we just ought to have a show on shungite and those type of materials that will only open doors to our inner self. Be blessed. This is Brother Davis for Wise Wednesdays, and we out.
Okay, everyone, that's going to end today's show. And for the sister in Denver, it's shungite. I actually picked up some stuff from the shungite store, S-H-U-N Shun, and then G-I-T, and that's Guyte. Shun Guyte. You can, it's the Shun Guyte store. I don't like to promote anything, but great, great stuff. They have some great pyramids and everything else. Also, add magnets to your rooms and where you sleep closely, especially if you have, especially with this Wi-Fi going through walls. Magnets, Shun Guyte, and as Brother Roz said, blew up the spot, Brother Roz, as always. And Brother Davis, Sister Davis, great, great show. But we got to get ready to get out of here. All right, everyone, much love, much respect. New Abolition Radio is coming on right after Tando Radio Show. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll talk to you later. Before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Davis, Sister Davis, Roz, y'all gave away a fortune today, and we appreciate it. Thank you. Peace.